Today, of course, is Valentine's Day. As I mentioned at the top of the program, not a huge Valentine's Day person, never have, really. Is it just for single people, Valentine's Day? Married people tend to be less romantic in that regard. Are we turning? Are we less inclined to celebrate Valentine's Day in the 21st century than we were years ago? Dr. Rebecca Dare is from the Monash Business School's Australian Consumer and Retail Studies Unit and joins me now. Dr. Dare, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day, Mark.
and to you. Is it waning?
Well, it is for some segments of the population, absolutely. And we are seeing that there's less people intending to engage in exchanging Valentine's gifts this year. Last year, we saw $528 million spent on Valentine's Day in Australia. So we'll just have to see what the numbers come out at for this year.
On a serious note, that is a lot of money for businesses, isn't it? They target these particular days as some way to generate more income.
Yeah, that's right. And quite often there's a markup on things like flowers, eating out at restaurants, even getting a booking can be difficult. And that might actually contribute to some of the backlash that we're seeing.
And people tend to get married too on Valentine's Day, so those sorts of things happen also.
Yeah, that's right. I've certainly had some friends that got married on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a list here of celebrities that were married today, including Elton John in Sydney. I remember that. Renata Blowell, he married in Sydney in 1984. That was a big one. Meg Ryan got married today. Roseanne, Prince got married. Sharon Stone, Diane Ladd, Liam Gallagher. Yeah. And that's up Benedict Cumberbatch. He got married in 2015. Yeah. So a lot of people, it is a romantic day and it's traced back to Roman days.
That's right. It was a pagan festival held during mid-February in ancient Rome. So in that particular one, priests would sacrifice goats and dogs and young men would use the skins to gently slap crops and women to bring fertility in the coming year.
And that's interesting because in this day and age, it's men that seem to spend more money on Valentine's Day than women.
That's right. Younger men in this country, they spend about $87 on Valentine's Day, and women significantly less, but we're seeing an increase of spend by women, particularly with 26 to 35-year-olds.
Well, I'm going to ask you a sexist question here, Rebecca, and I apologise for that. Do women, a bloke has to ask a girl, do women expect their men to do something on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I think there is social pressure around it, and that can actually make it feel like a bit of forced giving or a duty-bound act to show your love for your partner. Mm. And when that happens, it can actually take on less meaning and depth to the particular occasion, and people have enough pressure in their day-to-day life already without this additional obligation. So we certainly see that can happen.
Yeah, well, it'll be a romantic night in my place tonight. I think my wife's going to play tennis, so she will be out. But didn't it used to be that Valentine's Day was about sending cards to someone anonymously, that they didn't know who it was from? So they got a card from their Valentine, but they had to try and work out who it was. That was when I was growing up. So things might have changed. But I remember that you used to have to send a card to someone that you wanted to be your Valentine, but you didn't sign it. And they had to try and work out who the Valentine was. And the more Valentine's Day cards you got, obviously, the more you were liked. It's, I suppose the modern day term now is getting likes on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
in that respect. Yeah, so it was actually the medieval English poet Geoffrey Chaucer who started the tradition of penning letters during bird mating season in the UK.
Okay.
So what you would actually do is write letters to your loved ones, and that eventually turned into a tradition that you did on the 14th of February. Mm. So from looking at that particular line of research, it would indicate that you knew who you were writing your letter to. But what happened was when the Industrial Revolution happened and you could actually send your letters quicker and cheaper, people engaged in the practice more. And then Hallmark got on board and would write your sentiments for you.
Yeah, it always commercialises, doesn't it, Rebecca? That's always somewhere down the track. And we made the comment earlier today, Halloween's another example. Of that as well, that, we're becoming more commercial as we move along. Thank you for your time. Always good to talk to you.
You're welcome. Thank you,
Dr.
very much.
Rebecca
Enjoy
Dent.
Your evening.
I'll be on my own. Thank you, Rebecca. No different. Most nights we just sort of, you know, been married 33 years. A man will go and play tennis, and I'll watch the TV or something. But yeah, Valentine's Day. Thank you, Rebecca Dare from the Monash Business School.